Blog Talk Radio.
By your strength, you broke the heads
of the sea serpents in the water. You broke the hand of Leviathan in pieces. And Leviathan, that's the sea serpent. And gave him as food to the people inhabiting the wilderness. You broke open the fountain and the flood. You dried up mighty rivers. And the day is yours. The night also is yours. You have prepared the light in the sun. You have set all the waters of the earth. You have made summer and winter. Remember this, that the enemy has reproached, O Yah, and that a foolish person has blasphemed your name. Oh, do not deliver the life of your turtle dove to the wild beast. And of course, beasts are animals. Do not forget the life of your poor forever. Have respect to your covenant, and a covenant that is an agreement. For the dark places of the earth are full of habitations. Habitations are communities of cruelty. Oh, do not let the oppressed return ashamed. Let the poor and needy praise your name. Arise, O God, plead your own cause. Remember how the foolish man reproaches you daily. Do not forget the voice of your enemy. The torment is a loud noise of those who rise up against you, increases continually. I have read to you Psalm 74 in its entirety. And it's a plea for relief from oppressors. Let's have a word of prayer before we begin our reading today. Our Father in heaven, I humble myself in prayer this day. I thank you for this day and every day that the Lord, that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. And Heavenly Father, I have two requests. I have many more, but two that are pressing my mind this day. I ask that you bless President Obama, Vice President Biden, the Senate and Congress to make the right decisions, decisions that are in your will, in their room. And I also ask that you have another primary election in Detroit, Michigan, and a September primary election, because the last election, August election, is flawed. And let me not try to go into detail in that. My focus is to be on you and your word. Heavenly Father, I thank you for giving us sheep and me sound, sane mind, courage, excellent health. Thank you, Father. Family, love, patience, education, money, and most of all, prosperity in all things. I pray this prayer in your son's name. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Sabbath is observed starting Friday evening and ending Saturday evening. You are to have your New King James Version of the Bible with you. As well, today I want you to have your New International Version. We are going to pick up our reading from the book of Isaiah, starting at chapter 1, 31, that is. We are reading from the New King James Version, and it reads, "The folly of not trusting God." Well, you know what folly means. Yeah, it does mean foolishness. You are correct. Let's read Isaiah 31, verse 1. "Woe to those who go down to Egypt for help and rely on horses, whose trust in chariots, because they are many, and in horsemen, because they are very strong, but who do not look to the Holy One of Israel, nor seek Yah. Yet he also is wise and will bring disaster, and will not call back his words, but will rise against the house of evildoers and against the help of those who work iniquity." And that's sin. "Who now the Egyptians are men and not God, and their horses are flesh and not spirit. When Yah stretches out his hand, both he who helps will fall, and he who is helped will fall down. They are, will all perish together. God will deliver Jerusalem." Verse 4. "For thus Yah has spoken to me, as a lion roars when a young lion over his prey, when in prey is food for his victim, when a multitude of shepherds is summoned." Summoned means to be called against him. "He will not be afraid of their voice, nor be disturbed by their noise. So Yah will come down to fight for Mount Zion and for its hill. Like birds flying about, so will Yah defend Jerusalem, depending on his will." Let me read that again. "Depending, he will also deliver it. Passing over, he will preserve it." Preserve means to keep. When, verse 6, "Return to him," and the him that he's talking about is Yah, "against whom the children of Israel have deeply revolted." And revolted means to rebel. "For in that day every man shall throw away his idols of silver and his idols of gold, sin, which your own hands have made for yourselves." Now, this is where verse 8, I think, is very important. And listen up, everyone. Verse 8, chapter 31. "Then Assyria shall fall by a sword, not of man, a sword not of mankind, shall devour him." And when I'm thinking that means like flood, earthquake, or tornado, something big is going to happen. It is not going to be by mankind, by the hand of man. "But he shall flee from the sword, and his young men shall become forced labor." Verse 9. "He shall cross over to his stronghold for fear, and his princes," those are male rulers, "shall be afraid of the banner, says Yah, whose fire is in Zion and whose furnace is in Jerusalem." Well, should we finish reading chapter 31, let's read chapter 32. A reign of righteousness. chapter 32, verse 1. Behold, and another word for behold is see. See, a king will reign in righteousness, and princes will rule in justice. A man will be as a hiding place from the wind, and a cover from the tempest. And of course, you know, a tempest is a storm. As rivers of waters in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land, the eyes of those who see will not be dim, their eyes will not be closed. And the ears of those who hear will listen. Verse 4. Also, the heart of the rash will understand knowledge, and the tongue of the stammerer will be ready to speak plainly. Now, this is where I want us to go to the New International Version to read. Chapters 32, verses 5 and 6. Verse 5 in the New International Version reads, no longer will the fool be called noble. Okay, you oppressors, you will no longer be called noble, nor the scoundrel be highly respected. Let's read verse 6 from the New International Version. For fools speak folly, and folly is foolishness. In their hearts are bent on evil. They practice ungodliness and spread error. Error is false teaching concerning Yah, concerning our God. The hungry they leave empty. From the thirsty they will withhold water. So what I think that means, sheep, and I've noticed that there are a lot of young folks out there who are hungry and thirsty for the word. But there are people who are not. In verse 6, they may be shepherds. It says, for fools speak folly. They're speaking foolishness. They're practicing ungodliness and spreading false teaching. What I would encourage you all to do is read your Bible and ask God to give you an understanding, as I am doing. I'm being obedient, because he told me to feed his sheep and to minister unto his people, unto the people. And I'm saying, well, I don't know the Bible well enough to do that. So by me being obedient, what I'm doing is reading this Bible to you. Now, let's get on reading verse 7. We're going back to the New King James Version of the Bible to read verse 32. Chapter 32, verse 7. Also, the schemes of the schemer are evil. He devises wicked plans to destroy the poor with lying words, with lies. Even when the needy speaks justice, but a gracious man devises generous things. Now let me read verse 8 again, because I said gracious when I should have said generous. Verse 8, but a generous man devises generous things. And what is generous? Generous means to give freely or freely give. Verse 9, consequences of complacency. Yeah, you know, complacency means self-satisfied. Of course, I don't have to tell you that. Let's read chapter 32, verse 9. Rise up, you women who are at ease. Hear my voice, you complacent daughters. give ear to my speech. In a year and some days, you will be troubled, you complacent women, for the vintage, and of course I know you know that vintage is wine. It's a high quality wine. I know you know that. For the vintage will fail. The gathering will not come. Tremble, you women who are at ease. Be troubled, you complacent ones. Strip yourselves. Make yourselves bare. And gird sackcloth on your waist. That means to like tie or fasten around your waist. Gird means in a sackcloth. That is what people would put on them when they were in trouble and they were praying. Let's go to verse 12. People shall mourn upon their beasts. Let me read verse 12 again. People shall mourn upon their beasts, and beasts are animals, for the pleasant field and the fruitful vine. So you're going to be mourning for the vine to become fruitful again, as well as for the beast that works your fields for your crops. Verse 13, on the land my people will come up thorns and briars. Yes, on all the happy homes in the joyous city, because the places will be forsaken. Oh, that's why you're going to have to mourn and put on sackcloth. Your fields, your crops are going to become, what is that? Because your, let me read verse 14, because your palaces will be sinking. But let me get back to the point that I was trying to make. Your fields and your vines are going to be forsaken. Let me read again, starting at verse 13. On the land of my people will come up thorns and briars. Yes, on all the happy home in the joyous city, because the palaces will be forsaken. The bustling city, and bustling, that means energetic or hurrying people, a busy city, will be deserted. The forts and towers will become liars, and liars are dens, resting places for animals forever. A joy of wild donkeys, a pasture of flocks. Verse 15, until the Spirit is poured upon us from up on high, and the wilderness become a fruitful field, and the fruitful field is counted as a forest. The peace of God's reign, verse 16. The just, then justice will dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness remain in the fruitful field. Verse 17. The work of righteousness will be peace. Amen to that. And the effects of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. Amen for that. Verse 18, my people will dwell in a peaceful habitation, in secure dwellings, and in quiet resting places. Amen for that. Though hell comes down from on the forest. Let me read verse 19 again. Though hell comes down on the forest, and the city is brought low in humiliation. Humiliation means low and pride and made humble. Blessed are you who sow. Sow means to plant or scatter your seed besides the water. And sow also means, could mean to plant and scatter the word of God in truth, or what is written in the Bible and not what you may expound on or think is. Let's read verse 20 again. Blessed are you who sow beside all waters, who send out freely the feet of the ox and the donkey. Sheep, we have finished reading chapter 32, and let's start reading chapter 33. It says, "Woe to you who plunder, though you have not been plundered." You hear that, oppressor? Woe to you. "And you who deal treacherously, though they have not dealt treacherously with you." So they have not betrayed your trust. But you, it will happen. Let's read that again. Verse 33, verse 1. "Woe to you who plunder, though you have not been plundered." No one has taken anything from you. "And you who deal treacherously, though they have not dealt treacherously with you." When you cease plundering, you will be plundered. And when you make an end of dealing treacherously, they will deal treacherously with you. So what goes around oppressive is going to come around, so be prepared. Verse 2 of chapter 33. "Yah, be gracious." Gracious means to be merciful and kind to us. "We have waited for you." Be the every morning. "Our salvation also in the time of trouble, at the noise of the tumult." And that's noisy people or commotion. "The people shall flee. When you lift yourself up, the nations shall be scattered, and your plunder shall be gathered like the gathering of the caterpillar, as the running to and fro of locusts. He shall run upon them." Let's stop right here. See, I think that I am low on time, and we'll pick up here next time, chapter 33, verse 5. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, I thank you for this day, and I ask that you keep the evil one away from us, sheep, as you always do. In your son's name, amen. Now, sheep, I want to remind you that the feast of the Lord can be found in the book of Leviticus, and I should not say Lord, because I do not like using that word, Lord. Let's say the Feast of God. And starting September, it will be the Feast of Trumpets. I think that's on September the 6th. And then the Day of Atonement, that will be on September the 14th. And the Feast of Tabernacles, that will be September 19th through the 26th. As always, sheep, I'm asking you to purchase my books from Amazon.com. The Passing, that's about people identifying themselves, as well as The Broken Plant. That's a children's whodunit book. My name is spelled SONDRAHARRIS. So that when you go to Amazon.com, you'll find it. Also, I want you to get the book, How to Eat and Live Longer, by Dr. Reginald J. Eady. As always, remember, take God, our Heavenly Father, along with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be back with you next time. Remember, God loves you, and so do I. God loves you more.
Father, help your children.